Let's break the show with Jimmy and Nat.
Oh, hello there, Thursday. You're tasting a little snack. Let's eat it up for the final time, Jim. A Thursday meal. Let it savour. Let it savour. Of course, our last Thursday on Hobart Brekkie Radio, because this is our last week. Our last week on Hobart Brekkie Radio. But have no fear, guys. I cannot stress enough, we are not leaving the station. We are still going to be on. In fact, after our big last goodbye tomorrow, we're back on the next morning around the country, 7 till 9, and Sunday, 7 till 9, from the exact same studio.
Same place, yeah. It will be
it'll be weird.
I have thought about it. It will be weird. Tomorrow when I do say "Hoo Hobart" for the last time,
yeah,
and then 24 hours later I'll be like, "Good morning, Australia! Happy Saturday."
We'll be back again. No, 7 to 9 a.m. Every Saturday, every Sunday morning. And then when we come back, we'll be at 9 to 11 p.m. every single night across Hit Again. So we're still on the station.
You sound unsure. We've been fired, haven't we?
Well,
you've been
not all of us.
Yeah.
Me and Grace are moving on.
Yeah, no, I figured it was time. Producer Grace, yesterday, Nathan and I were... And this keeps happening, and people come up to us in the streets. We're working out yesterday. Someone came up to us saying very lovely things about us and the show and how much you'll miss us, and then went, you know, and now I can't listen to you anymore. And then Nathan goes, oh, like, we're at nights. We're moving to nights. And she went, oh, it's too late. And Nathan went, well, we still have the weekends. And she goes, oh, yeah, I listened to you last weekend.
Yeah.
And Nathan's like, no, we're keeping that one.
Yeah.
And she went, huh.
Oh, she's surprised.
Yeah.
And then I said, also, you can get the podcast.
And
you guys have a podcast?
No, she went, that's too hard.
I think a lot of people are just like, well, they're not here right in front of me between 6 and 9 in the morning, so it's too hard, basket.
Yeah.
I'm not trying any further.
One of the things I do love about radio is and look, you know, nowadays, you know, radio is competing against podcasts. It's competing against music streaming platforms. It is competing against Netflix and all the streaming services, really. But you know, when you're live and anything can happen and you're sort of talking about what's going on, yeah, I get people probably don't want the podcast from the night before the next morning, but I still love the fact that we're on the weekends, you know, when you're getting up and you're getting about, especially on a Saturday, it's probably everyone's hungover on a Sunday, but when you're up and about on a Saturday, we'll still be there with you. And that really makes me happy.
Yeah. And we will be live as well, which is, as you just said, radio is the most exciting format because of the live nature of it. I love that because you're right. Everything else is so planned out and scripted and shot a million times. Mate, this, anything can happen.
You guys do that every time. You're like, oh, anything can happen. It's live.
Stop. And people go, well, it sounds like it's scripted when you say that.
Nath, huge news all around Australia. Scott Morrison has tackled the child.
Nice.
And not just any child, the Tasmanian child.
Oh no.
He was up in Devonport in the marginal seat of Bradon playing a bit of soccer. Now, I'm a very... Producer Grace, you don't know a lot about sport, but you raised a good question earlier. Why was a fully grown man playing soccer?
Playing against children.
Children,
yes.
And also, why is a fully grown man body tackling somebody in soccer?
But also, like, I get that, you know, coming up to an election, you've got to do things for your image. But even if that had went well, I still don't see anyone going, you know what? He played really well with those children. I'm going to vote for him.
Who is in charge of his marketing? Like, what? Who's gone? Did you see him score a few goals in a four-year-old?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm voting for him. Vote one. What a dickhead.
Can I read? I mean, it's everywhere, but I'm going to read you a bit from the ABC.
Yeah.
Respected, you know, journalists.
Yeah,
do a great job.
That's good.
One unsuspecting young child found himself in the Prime Minister's way when the 54-year-old thought he had a chance to steal the ball away from the young members of the Devonport Strikers under-8s team. Instead, the ball was intercepted by MP Gavin Pearce, and Mr. Morris tumbled into the child and tackled clearly went the wrong way for one.
Big fella.
Can I also ask a question as someone who's not into sport?
Of course you can.
Soccer, notoriously not a sport you tackle in, right?
No, that's what I mean. You don't. You do tackle, but not like that. You
tackle
with your feet.
You kick sort of the ball away from someone. It's notoriously a non-contact sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Contact will happen, but it's called a non-contact sport. You're right, yes.
Correct.
So this tackle should have never happened.
Yeah.
Because
if the kid was holding a different kind of ball under his arm and running straight at the Prime Minister,
yeah, but even
still
then,
not okay.
In soccer, you can run into people, you know what I mean? Because thinking you're running quite quickly or whatever. Mm. But then the thing that bothers me is...
It's an open arm tackle.
Well, he then grabs the kid. He could have just, like, yeah, you run into people. Yeah. But again, working backwards, don't even play against the adults.
What annoys me, and that they always do this, the pollies, every single polly has done it when they're on a campaign trail, is when they do play sport or get involved in an activity, they're still doing it in their business attire.
Oh, because they don't want it to look planned.
Like
imagine
so
if
planned.
He's come out and been like, all right, I've got my soccer outfit, we're doing this.
But just chuck some sneak, go barefoot. ScoMo, you know what I mean?
Look, and look, we've all had a lot of fun, and I've put some stuff up on the socials at Jimmy and Nath, but the young boy's name is Luca. Mm. He's come out. He's fine.
That's good.
He thinks it's hilarious. Mm. He goes, I'm on all the TVs.
Yeah, good on him. I love that. Luca.
His parents, they're just waiting, what do we get out of it?
They're
wondering what they get. But Luke, the young Luca is fine. He's loving it. So, yeah, he's all good. It did remind me, I don't know if you guys remember... Boris Johnson, when they were playing touch, mm-hmm. he was playing touch rugby.
I remember this, it was over in the UK, 10 year olds in the UK. Yeah.
And it was touch rugby, but he just barreled into this kid. Yeah. Ran straight at him.
I remember that big bozer, big bojo.
And he was like, well, you know, if you don't want to be hit, you shouldn't be on a rugby field.
With children!
It's also a touch rugby field, bojo.
it's just wild to me.
Oh, pollies, don't play sport.
They're children.
Why does playing sport get you votes? I don't understand.
You're right. Like, even like if it went well, it's just someone going, I was so undecided. But when he scored that goal against the under-8s, I went, there's a guy who gets it. Alphabet for My State
Bank. The human way to bank. Kids. Yeah, that's right. In our final week of Hobart Brekkie Radio, we thought we'd play everyone's favourite game twice. Of course, it's a game as easy as ABC. We'll give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the $1,000 this morning playing from Midway Point. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Ahoy, boys. Good, thank you, and happy second last morning of breakfast.
Oh, first of all, Maria, thank you for using the official greeting of the show.
Did you say ahoy?
Oh, did you say ahoy or oi oi?
Oi oi.
Oi oi.
I incorrectly. I think producer. You know what? We'll just punch on.
Let's just pretend you said oi oi.
Second last show. I'm not going to have a go at you, Maria.
Maria, are you going to miss us?
Absolutely. You guys just bring something of a morning and, yeah, you're just crazy and fun and you're awesome to listen to.
Oh, crazy and fun. I'll take that.
I'll take crazy and fun. Thank
absolutely.
You.
I'll be thank called you, worse. right, Maria, let's see if we can win you $1,000, okay? Your letter is H, as in H for Hawaii, all right?
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Maria from Midway Point, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, Maria, here we go. Come on. $1,000. Your first question, beginning with H. Give me a boy's name.
Harry.
A Hobart school.
Pass.
A pizza topping.
Ham.
Something on a farm.
Horse.
A feeling.
Happy.
A Tasmanian city.
Hobart.
Something you wear.
Hat.
Something that flies.
Hawk.
Something sweet.
Honey.
A singer.
Aussie.
A Hobart school.
Hobart College.
That is all 10 questions. Jim's got the answers there. Just have to wait for the timer to run out.
Yeah, I mean,
on your timer.
Grace, you just Google Hobart College. Just make sure that one.
Hobart College.
Just not across every school.
No, of course, mate. Well, you can't attend every school, can
you? No, I tried.
We did do alphabet schools.
So I kept getting kicked out. let's have a look, Maria. Nath, I'll go through them. You just give me a yay or nay.
Yeah, of course.
We've got Harry. Is a boy's name?
Yes, absolutely.
Pizza topping ham.
Mm-hmm.
Something on a horse. Oh, no, something on a farm.
Something on a horse. Hung.
Could be lots of things on a horse, but hey.
Something on a horse. Hello.
something on a farm horse. Sorry, I'm breathing. My mind's elsewhere. Feeling happy?
Yes.
I think Maria's about to be.
Mm.
Tasmanian City. Have you heard of Hubart?
Hubart. Hubart. Yeah, I'll give that. Yeah. Yep.
Something you wear, hat.
Yeah, I'll give that.
Something that flies, hawk.
Did you mean Bob Hawk, or did you mean Hawk the bird?
Well, I'm sure he probably could have flown a few times during his life, but I'm pretty sure it was a bird.
Okay, yeah, all right, we'll give you that then.
Something sweet, honey.
Yes.
Singer Halsey.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves us with a school which you passed on and you came back to, Hobart College, which I believe is a secondary school in Mount Nelson. So,
Maria.
Yes?
You've won $1,000, mate. Ah!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Maria. Is that some tears?
They're happy, very, very happy tears.
Oh, $1,000. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's just going to be like boring old bill paying, but it's probably one of the last times we'll get to talk to you, so it's pretty awesome.
Oh, Maria, you're going to make me cry. No, we said no more tears.
Maria, I mean, what do you do on the weekends? You still up and about?
Absolutely. So I still listen to you guys, but 2 days down from seven, it's just not quite the same.
I'll be honest, Maria, we couldn't keep doing this.
Maria, I promise, I mean, if you're up late any nights, we're at 9 to 11, and also there's the podcast that is still there, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh. You can always get to us on the socials as well, or give us an email, whatever you need, Maria. We're always here.
That can always be done.
Maria, you are as much a part of the family as anybody else, okay? And we really do appreciate all your support over the years.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you know what?
Maria's like, I've only started listening this year.
Shut up, Maria.
I'm starting to sing this week.
Maria, congratulations. $1,000 is all yours. Of course, thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. Well done, and thank you so much for playing, okay?
Thank you so much, guys, and good luck to you and Grace in your future endeavours.
Oh, thanks, Maria.
We'll always be here.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere.
Nah. It's a joke. Where's that? No,
it's not. It's a big stitch up. The tears were fake. 17 minutes to 8, Jim, on our final week on Hobart Brekkie Radio.
Yeah, can't bloody believe it.
Jesus Christ.
What? You're going real loose.
What?
Don't worry.
So
don't
you
worry.
Can't bloody believe it?
No, you just paused at an inopportune time.
Sorry. Yeah, I think there was a bit of a stumble on the word as well, and I was like, whoa.
I didn't even realise.
Here
sorry,
we
guys.
Go.
You know I do a lot of things on purpose. I'll be honest.
That was not on purpose.
No. I was like, here we go. Start her up, eh?
Now, upon reflection and thinking, I can imagine what I stumbled on.
Yes.
Yeah.
See why you both looked at me with your eyes very wide, like a deer in headlights, both.
Yes.
And I did say the F word on purpose earlier, but that was not. Look, yeah, I can't believe that we're, you know, second last show. I said it will feel, I've been saying this for a couple of days now, it will feel weird tomorrow when I say Hooroo Hobart for the last time, but then 24 hours later we're in the same studio.
Straight back on the air again.
Pretty much doing the same show.
Yeah.
But I'm also really happy about that because I know that, you know, in this industry a lot of shows get shafted, and I'd like to remind people at this stage we haven't been.
Yeah, we haven't. Stop asking, have I been knifed? No, we haven't been knifed.
Someone's coming, SCA have done it again. I know we've got a promotion that we're very excited about because we're very proud of the show that we've put together here, and we couldn't have done it without you, Hobart. And we're hopeful that we can replicate that show or continue that show on a national stage.
Yeah.
And what we want to do now on 131060, we want to ask you, Hobart, what do you remember from the show?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people on the show this week who've, you know, been regular guests. I mean, later in the show, we've got the person who has the title of most appearances on the show.
Yeah, it's the coveted title, Mitchie McPherson.
That'll be just after 8:30. We have Mitchie on the show. But, yeah, we want to ask 131060, what do you remember from the show?
Yep.
Now, it could be the lowlights, it could be the highlights. You may have some feedback for us just before we leave.
It could be something so small and insignificant that we might not even remember. And I hope we get some of those.
Yeah, because when you do this 3 hours a day, five days a week, 52 weeks a year, a lot happens and you forget a lot.
It could be a giveaway, it could be a game, it could be a stunt, something that it could have just been a conversation that we had, whatever it is, 131060.
Or, as you know, as someone who invented and I loved having it on the show was honest feedback. And
I think we
did that on Thursdays.
So
it is Thursday. I'd love some more honest feedback. It's Jimmy, guys. I'm always looking to improve. You know, we're about to, you know, take on a national platform. So, you know, maybe if there is some guys, hey, just before you go really national, cut this out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, highlights, lowlights, whatever it is, you know, even if you just want to say g'day or just say, you know, that's not good.
Well said.
Thank you.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. What do you remember from the show? Or what do you want to say about the show? This is the first time we've really opened the phones to people for your opinion. Whatever you want to say, guys, whatever you want to reflect on, here's your opportunity. 131060, jump on the phones now. It's Jimmy and A.
Nath, massive round of applause. You know, we've had a lot of people regular guests on the show. No, sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw to it. Right.
5 years. 5 years. Nathan, I've been doing this.
So that's a round of applause. Yeah, what for?
Mate, give me a ding.
Now?
Yeah. No, look, yeah, we've had regular guests on the show. We've got Mitchie coming in a bit later, who owns the title of most appearances on the show. But, yeah. Look, the reality is we'd be nothing without the good people of Hobart. And we thought we'd throw it out to you with 131060. What do you remember about the show? It could be highlights, lowlights, a message, or as I would love, a complaint, a bit of feedback.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm always looking to be better and do better.
There's no time like the present for some feedback, you know
what
I mean?
Can I give you some?
Yeah, of course you can.
When I say round of applause, I want to hear this.
Oh, I hit that before you even said it.
I know.
Give yourself a ding, Nath. Okay.
Sam from Claremont. G'day, Sam. How are you?
Oi, oi, boys. How are we?
Good, Sam. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show. What do you remember about the show, buddy?
I remember when you guys did a show from Moon and Macca's all for a bloody brekkie shirt.
Oh, the brekkie shirts. We had like 50 people out at Moon and Macca's, Sam. I remember this.
Yeah. It was a mess, but it was good.
It was a mess. Yeah, we've come a long way. Sam, you wear that brekkie shirt quite regularly, don't you? Do you still have it?
I wear it religiously.
Yeah,
a real memento.
Sam, I actually don't. I mean, remember it. We're at Moon and we're a 50 shirt. What do we do for the 3 hours at Macca's?
Well, nothing really. But we all got free food, which was nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was late for school. I remember.
Yep.
That's all right.
Didn't we do a thing where people had to sing and eat a Big Mac at the same time?
I don't remember that.
I feel like I remember that.
Were we in like leggings or something?
Yeah, we were in leggings. We had these tiger print leggings and we
from Rhonda Jane.
Yeah, and the Jimmy Nath breakfast shirts. And then I'm pretty sure we had a nugget throwing competition or something.
Yeah, you had a nugget throwing competition and some little tacker.
Yeah,
I remember. With a brekkie shirt on.
Yeah,
you were here.
There's like 50 people at Moon and McDonald's.
I just love, like, this is Nathan remembers.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was there. Do you remember what happened?
Nah. Thank you, Sam. Erin from Carlton River. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Erin, what do you remember from the show?
Grace headbutting the microphone and farting. Hands down, it's my favourite thing I've ever heard on radio, and it still kills me whenever I think about it.
I've got some audio here.
Can I, just quickly, Nath, massive round of applause.
Hang on, now?
Yeah. For producer Grace, because turn the mic on, she's outside doing phones. I can't believe you put that through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate toilet humour. Like, I really don't like it, but I have had a lot of messages about this over the last couple of weeks. So I know that people do remember it extremely fondly, even though I don't.
Well, Grace, we'll give you the opportunity to reflect on it.
I don't want to reflect on it.
No, you know what, Erin, you just remind everyone what happened that morning.
She walked in, headbutted the microphone, and literally frightened a fart out of herself. Like, I was listening to it on the radio, and I normally miss that sort of stuff and hear about it later. Well, I was driving to work, and I walked into work laughing and everyone's like, what happened? And I was like, you won't understand.
I mean, honestly, you couldn't have described it any better, Erin. That was it, exactly
was
how it happened.
So good. It's so good. And just all the other times she's done it, we haven't aired them. So it was just...
I think it was so funny because she hit her head and she scared the fart out.
It frightened her.
Yeah.
She didn't see the mic, hit the mic
and went, ah!
And then, Erin, she hit the ground and she pretended like nothing happened. And then Jimmy and I just turned and go, did you fart? I need to make it clear.
That's the one and only time that's ever happened.
That we put.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erin. Oh, that was great.
That was a good
great
memory.
Remembering. Jimmy from South Arm. Hey, mate.
Oi, oi, boys, how are you?
Oi, oi, Jimmy, thank you for using the official greeting of the show. What do you remember from the show?
Well, I just heard old mate say the Moon and Macca's. I was there with my brekkie shirt.
Oh, great.
It was too small. They were going to get me a bigger one, but I never got the call.
They never did?
Good to know we've been lying to listeners for years.
Jimmy, we've got
a different
Jimmy,
size.
It's in the mail, I promise.
So, my biggest thing is I've met you guys a few times at a mutual friend's 30th birthday and around the traps. But the biggest thing is I went through a fair separation, a lot of stuff this year, and hearing Jimmy talk about mental health and trying to break the stigma of that and make everything sort of accountable and just real for a lot of people just really hits home. I just want to say, Jimmy, thank you for spilling your guts on air to a couple 100,000 people and making a bit easier for everyone else out there.
No, thanks. Thanks also, Jimmy. yeah. I mean, when I think back, you know, when we started the show, I never spoke about it. I actually lied. And I think we had Mitchie in and I was like, oh, I've got this friend who's battling. And it was me. But I'll be honest, when I, you know, look back at our time in Hobart, it is the thing I'm most proud of. And you know, I've been inundated with messages, people coming up to us, you know, even yesterday, Nathan, people saying, you know, thanks for that, Jimmy. And, yeah, I love that, you know, it's helped other people, like yourself, Jimmy. And oh, that's why I'm excited. I'm also excited for this next opportunity to do it around Australia. Cause I feel like, you know, a lot of, you know, other shows and stuff don't talk about it. And I'm excited. I'm excited to continue to share my story and my journey, and there'll still be dark days and I'll probably cry and whatnot, but you know, hopefully it helps. Yeah. I maybe I'm wrong. I do feel like I've helped a lot of people here in Hobart and Tassie, and I hope that I can, you know, help people all around Australia as well, Matt.
Mate, well, if you've helped one person, you've done your job. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Bunty as well.
Shout out to Bunty.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Bunty. Yeah, 100%.
No, you're right, Jimmy. Hopefully I've, hopefully helped at least. Yeah. I know a lot of people come up, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to make it about myself, but I do want to obviously, you know, continue to use our platform and you know, continue to have those conversations. So, no, you know, while there's been a lot of laughs, I do appreciate you calling up and sharing that, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Legendary. And listen to you at night time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, mate. And we apologise that breakfast shirt hasn't come out to you.
That's right. Well, after... I've lost a bit of weight now, so it nearly fits.
Oh, beautiful. And also, Jimmy, I want to give you a massive round of applause for using the term spill your guts, because that relates to both Jimmy and Grace, really.
For the final time on Hobart Hit Brekkie, we're asking you questions. No, we're not. That's why I don't set it up. That's why I don't do it. Why today did I decide to be the one to set it up? It's not even my thing.
You just want to get involved.
Why? Nate,
for the
why?
Final time, we're asking you questions, Hobart.
Jesus.
It's Ask Jimmy Nate Anything.
Of course it is.
Jimmy and Nate, ask them anything.
All right, the first question.
Nate, you know what? Let me ask the questions. Apparently I just want to be involved. Dickhead, Nate.
The first question comes from @ Emma Healy. Will Grace still be your producer and on air with you at your next gig?
We're unsure.
Yeah, the jury's still out.
Yeah, she's got two more, today and tomorrow, so 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days to impress. Well, mate, at this rate, she'll be the co-host because I've been so poor.
Mate, she's not ready either. She's currently putting
lip gloss on.
Yeah, she was trying to find the Uber Eats guy downstairs as well. It took 9 hours.
I struggled with that. Also, it was cold. I get stressed when I'm cold.
And then I go down, I get the Uber Eats. I see him because I've ordered breakfast for the team. Yeah. And I see him and I go, hey, mate. So, and he goes, yeah, there was this woman just running around outside, like looking around.
Just a little horse going clippity-clop around, hey?
And he goes, I was trying to get her attention, but...
What happened? You okay?
I was cold. I couldn't think.
The guy with the bag and the phone and the car, and she went, ah, it's not him.
Can't be. The guy going, for Jimmy? Nah, it's not him.
We're letting Grace go.
No, that's not true. I'm coming with you.
No, of course she's coming with us, guys. We're not the show we are without her. She brings everything together. We've changed a lot since she's been in, for the better.
Yes.
And without her, we wouldn't be. We wouldn't have got this opportunity. So, of course she's coming.
You don't need to ask a question for the rest of us for our careers, because it will always be Jimmy, Nathan, Grace.
Are you going to make me cry? That's really lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe.
All right, question number... You've always got to ruin it. Question number 2 comes from @ Jackie_Billinghurst. Who does the whistle thing? My guess is Jimmy.
Yeah.
Ooh, your guess would be correct.
Congrats, Jackie.
A lot of questions about this.
Yes.
Also, a lot of people saying, like, it was Dan and Christy are taking over. Nath will have to teach Dan his famous whistle.
Mm.
No, it's Jimmy. It's my whistle. And also... Not everyone loves it. People hate it.
It's a very divisive thing,
it's
isn't it?
Probably one of the most divisive things on the show. We got a message to the Hit Facebook recently saying, love the show, love everything you do. It wakes me up every morning. But unfortunately, I've had to switch radio stations because of Jimmy's whistle.
Because of the whistle.
It ruins my morning.
Yes.
I'm listening to the show. I'm loving it. And then I hear Jimmy's whistle and I just go, Joan!
And it
whistle!
And it ruins and she goes, my I've morning. Changed.
And she goes, I hate the other station more, but I'd rather listen to that than Jimmy whistle.
I hope that person never goes to just any sport. Because...
And if you know me, I love the fact that A, people love it, but I love it even more that people hate it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I will be doing it all around Australia.
I want you to know, Hobart, that when we first started 5 years ago, our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, he did everything he could to make Jimmy stop it.
He put a post-it note in front of me that said, stop whistling.
Don't whistle.
And we'd get out of the show and he'd be like, dude, whistling again! He'd be so angry. And I'm
just
like,
so you know, that's who the message came from. He swapped stations. It's from Sweet Chili Philly.
Question number three. This one comes from at @TommyK_, but we have had a lot of this question. Where will you be doing the show from? Hobart, Sydney, or Melbourne?
I've had a lot of that question, but I don't know about you guys. I've had a lot of questions from people in my personal DMs asking me where I'm going to live.
I've had that too.
Which
do they want like exact addresses?
For the record, I won't be giving out for security purposes.
People are like, hey Jimmy, love you, love you know, when you talk about your depression, you've helped me so much. Totally random question, but where will you be living? And I'm like,
oh, I've given out my exact address to so many people.
No, look, in all seriousness, you know, we usually radio shows wrap up at the end of the year, so it's a bit odd that we're doing it now, but it just became very hard for us as a team to do 7 days a week doing Hobart Breakfast. And we're going to start travelling. The weekend show will be a truly national show. We'll be Melbourne, Brisbane, Albury Wodonga, Perth, Cairns.
Well,
the list goes on.
As we said when we announced this, the reason we have the job is because they want us to do around the country what we did here in Tassie. I mean, all last year, we were pretty much never in the studio. We're always out and about and going to different places, experiencing different things. And that's exactly what we're doing. So really, it's like nomad radio. Really, isn't it? Like, we're everywhere.
We are. And for this year, we'll sort of be all over the shop. But eventually, look, I mean, you know, Grace is a homeowner. I was about to say where it was. She's a homeowner in... No.
And her address is...
I wish... One of my big regrets...
I have a really funny address, and I wish we could talk about it on the show, but I don't want to give out where I live exactly.
It's very funny. Yes. One of my regrets is that we've never been able to make jokes about where Grace lives. One day,
maybe, a couple of years down the track.
Yeah. But, yeah, look, I mean, there's so much to go through. We finish up, like I said, this weekend. We've got a month off. So we'll do Saturday and Sunday, but then we're off for a month because we just need some time to recharge the batteries and figure stuff out. But, you know, the truth is we'll be spending a lot of time in Hobart this year, but the reality is we're gonna have to move eventually.
Yeah.
And it will be to the mainland, and it's most likely going to be Sydney.
Yeah, because that is, unfortunately, where the hub is. Mm. Because we're doing a national show now, that's where all the resources are.
We thought, we had fingers crossed for Melbourne, but they went, you're going to Sydney!
Like on Australian Idol.
Yeah, it's weird that they brought Dicko in just to tell us that.
Osher Gunsberg texted me and said, you're going to Sydney. So, yes. But look, you know, we had Dame on earlier. We got Archie's 100 coming up. Mitchy McPherson on the show later. We're still going to be doing stuff for Stay Chatty.
Yeah.
Tommy Windsor's on the show tomorrow. The Mobart Mobros will still be doing Point to Pinnacle.
My fiance Diana's DJing at Dark Mofo. We'll be around for that.
Yeah, of course.
Fingers crossed we get the Jack Jumpers gig. They haven't offered it to us yet, but... you're not getting rid of us that easy.
You didn't get to the final question. Ask Jimmy Nath anything. Simon Brookhouse, CEO. Will you guys do the Jack Jumpers? We'll think about it.
No, we want to do it.
Of course we do want to do it. Yeah. Oh, a message just came through from Christine from the Jack Jumpers. I'm not even kidding. That's just what it said. Hang on. Okay. Oh, well, no. It's a very good question. She wants us to do it, Goss.
We want us to do it. Fingers crossed. We haven't got the green
light.
That's
so weird. That came through just then. Yeah, fingers crossed. Green light as well. Clever.
Alphabet from MyState Bank. The human way to bank. It's Alphabet.
Yeah, happy Thursday, guys. And for the second time this morning, can we give away $1,000. Of course, we've already given it away. This morning, 7 a.m, we are playing Alphabucks twice. It is our final week on Hobart Brekkie Radio, and we thought, what the hell, why not play Hobart's favourite game twice, hey?
Yeah.
Let's do it, hey? Let's give away some more cash. Beck from Baghdad. Hi, Beck. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're going all right, Beck. Now, did you hear Maria from Midway Point win this morning?
Yes, I did. Oh, so please make it just as easy.
If only we're in control of the questions.
Beck, again, I mean, you know, you've been a fan of the show since probably day dot, haven't you, Beck?
Oh, I certainly have.
Yeah.
A little bit of a Alphabucks stalker, I would call myself.
Have you've won, yeah?
I have, about 3 years ago, I think it was.
Beck, were you the person who was like right outside the window of the...
I had happened to have pulled up as I answered the phone, yes, and Grace came out and collected me.
That's right, I do.
That's right, and we brought you into the studio after you won.
Yes, you did, just to check I made it in time before the buzzer.
I think I accused you of maybe cheating because you were parked outside looking through the windows. And
very good eyes, yeah. Of course.
We are on the second level, yeah. So it would have been hard.
All right, Beck. Well, let's see if history repeats itself. I can see you parked.
Where are you?
I'm not out the front. I'm home today. Got the day off today.
Home. As long as you don't live on Melville Street, where we are. All right, Beck, let's see what we can do. This morning, your letter is K, as in K for kite, okay?
Yep.
All right. Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Beck from Baghdad, are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, Beck. Your first question, beginning with K. Name an Australian animal.
Kangaroo.
A girl's name.
Chrissy.
A Hobart suburb.
Kingston.
Something that flies.
Kite.
A kid's movie.
Pass.
A room in your house.
Kitchen.
A fast food place.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Pass.
A fruit.
Pass.
A food.
Oh, pass.
A kid's toy.
Toy movie.
Movie. It doesn't matter.
Oh, kid's movie. It doesn't matter.
Nate gave you 11 questions.
I gave you 11 questions just to help you out. You flew at the start and then the wheels just came
now
off.
Now they're all coming to my head.
Well, go on then. What's coming to your head?
Kale is a food. Yeah. It's disgusting, so that's why I didn't think of it.
I mean, who eats it? Oh. You're not a fan of KFC?
Oh, my God. My kids only had it last night.
Oh, you're kidding. Beck, don't tell us that. I'm so sorry.
They weren't eating KFC watching Kung Fu Panda, were they?
Oh, my God, no.
Imagine. Yes, they were. Okay, Beck, look.
Pressure.
I know. Well, you know what? It's all right. You're not going home empty-handed. I've given you $50, all thanks to my State Bank, the Human Water Bank. That is all yours, Beck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, Beck. And thank you so much for being a part of the show as well, okay?
Well done on 5 years. You'll be missed.
Oh, thank you, Beck. We appreciate it.
You're going to try and keep listening to us, though, aren't you, Beck?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I will. Yeah. I will, definitely.
Amazing.
Beck's like, nah, well, more of a Monday to Friday type of thing.
Every time we broadcast from a different place, Beck, we'll tell you where we are so you can show up again.
I'll probably be hiding outside.
Get on your Beck. Two shows to go, or one and a half shows to go, guys.
And we're one and a third.
One and a third shows to go before we wrap things up here on Hobart Brekkie. It has been an absolute wild ride. 5 years so far, and every day this week we've been reliving each one of those years. We're up to 2021, guys, which is literally last year.
First of all, I don't remember last. The only thing I remember about last year is we were just constantly travelling.
Yeah, we weren't in the studio. That's all I remember too.
Yeah, yeah. We were just, which led to this national show because our bosses on the mainland, those dogs, went, we'd love to have that, you know, all around Australia.
So really, this is the year that made us.
Yeah, if you're gonna be angry at a year, Hobart, be angry at this year. Yeah,
forget the COVID year. Remember this year.
This is if you're blaming a year, it was 2021 when we started traveling. Also, Eggs Benny's in the studio.
Hello, Eggsy.
Hey.
I'm not gonna lie, probably today and tomorrow we're really gonna go over into your shift.
That's fine.
That's you, okay.
Yeah, so just so you know, this could be like a 9:30. And this has been like
later. I want later.
Yeah, Ted, where can you go?
I want the latest you've ever gone. Tomorrow?
Oh, no. No, you don't want that.
We went to 10:30 or 11.
No, it was 11 when we shaved your head.
Yeah. But, so we shaved my head. It was world's greatest shave.
Yeah.
But what we realised when we got in the morning is no one had clippers.
Mm. Oh, no.
You didn't think that before you started shaving your head?
You didn't work for us yet.
Yeah. Not before you. That makes sense.
There's so many things happened before Grace.
And someone had beard clippers in the station, so we shaved my head with beard clippers.
Yeah.
And that's why we got till 11 and then we went...
No, I think Phil came in and said, you need to stop.
We walked down to Monk and Co.
Yeah, and I went, boys, can you just finish this? All right, here it is, guys. 2021. In a montage.
In 2021, Tassie again proved why it was the best place in the world to be. With borders closed, Jimmy and Nath became Tourism Tasmania ambassadors and used this as an excuse to never do the show from the studio. And apparently never do the show in clothes. Thanks, Dark Mofo Nude Solstice Swim.
Nath was some sort of sea monster. He was so quick and big, and I thought I was a good swimmer. And like, I back in high school, I won the 50, the 100. Mm. Like, I was good. You were this. I couldn't believe how quick you were.
Well, think about how much less weight I was carrying around in the cold. You know.
But yeah, we swam out. We hung out there for a bit. We came back in.
Sat on the buoys, which is.
I'll
really
be honest.
Nice.
I when I walked, because on the way out I put my hands up, so my everything was out. Mm. But on the way back in, because there was so there were. Grace, there were school children.
Oh, no.
There were kids there.
I swear there was a bus of school kids.
There were those kids there, and then there was a mum like, waved to Jimmy and Nate. So I walked back in with Nathan and I both had our hands on our private parts. Mm. A lot of people after the swim just walk around naked and embrace it. But there were honestly too many people staring that I was like, and there were children. Yep. These kids, there were
but
kids.
Also, I mean, it did. You wouldn't have been able to see anything. Like, there was, nothing.
Yeah, my eyes are kind of satellite.
But the confidence from some people out there as well. I was like, oh, I want to get there. I want to get there one
next
day.
Next year.
Well, producer Grace, you have said that you are potentially keen to do it next year.
I would love to do it next year.
Amazing.
Yes.
See, there you go. So producer Grace could come down.
Then we'll be the ones here with binoculars.
From broadcasting in no clothes to broadcasting in layers and layers, the Tassie Tourism Roadshow continued. And Jimmy and Nath broadcast their first ever snow show. Live from Ben Lomond.
We are live from Ben Lomond Ski Fields. Our first snow show, guys. Our first show that is snowbile, Jim.
Yeah, no, look, I just want to say that we could drop out at any minute. Shout out to Maddie. Maddie's back at in Hobart at HQ.
HQ, yep.
We're at Ben Lomond. And, yeah, we've had tech issues the whole, like, for an hour before the show. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Which is fine. I mean, we've got on air when we were supposed to get on air.
Yes.
How long will we stay on air? Who knows?
Who knows?
But behind the scenes, there was panic.
There
was panic. But you know what? We've managed to get on air. We're broadcasting to you live from Ben Lomond Snow Sports. Shout out to you, Jim, as well, because you saved Grace's life this morning.
Yeah.
When we walked outside, she almost went head over heels on some black ice straight away as soon as she came out.
Black ice outside of our place.
A little bit too fast out of the lodge this morning.
To be fair, I wasn't expecting ice. I don't know why I wasn't expecting ice.
Wasn't expecting ice at the snow, Jim.
She told me earlier she wasn't expecting snow.
No. Yeah. No. She thought we were going to Derby and doing some mountain bike riding.
I wanted to do the helicopter and the wine.
But as always, the journey was not without its issues. As the member of the team with the weakest bladder, well, let's just say the bushwee queen struck again.
But when we got there, Grace, you were so buzzing. You were like, I can't hold it in anymore. I need to do a bushwee.
Yeah. And look, it's something almost everyone has done before.
It's a fine bush.
It's not a crime.
It's fine to do a bushwee.
You say it's a fine bush.
It's a fine thing to do, to have a bushwee. It happens many times. We all do it.
Doing one right now.
There were a few incidents, though, when it came to your bushwee at Ben Lomond, wasn't there, Grace?
I saw a really big tree, so I ducked behind it as you guys were kind of getting down off the rock.
Well, we tried to get away to give you some privacy.
Which is nice.
We actually ended up running away, getting the car driving off.
Yeah, because of what we saw. But
we all know Jimmy and Nath never do anything without allowing Hobart to throw in their 2 cents. Much like what they saw when they asked who else has witnessed someone executing a public bushwee.
Paul from Carlton, who'd you see doing a bushwee, mate?
Mate, you would not believe it. It's unbelievable. Bobby Brown.
You saw Bob Brown, the founder, the Greens guy?
Yep, what a amazing human to see do a bushwee down at the old Tahoon Airwalk. One of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I mean, how connected to the land?
Yeah, I mean, this is doesn't get any greater than old Bobby Brown. So when you say the Tahoon Airwalk, I mean, you're going to need to explain it because he wasn't just on the...
he wasn't just doing a long distance off the top of the Tahoon.
Look at me go!
Surprisingly, the invites for Jimmy and Nath to broadcast around the state kept flooding in, with shows from islands off the island, like King Island. No, it wasn't only because of the golf courses. It was because everywhere you go, you're treated like family, even by the mayor of King Island, Julie Arnold.
Well, we met a lot of the people involved in King Island tourism yesterday, didn't we? And everybody is so accommodating.
It's like a family.
It is. It really is a family. Yeah. Like, we walked in and almost couldn't get a word in.
Everyone else was catching up.
Because everybody was like, how are you, Matt? How are you?
It's kind of like a Christmas, like, dinner or
it's like Christmas lunch. All year round,
yeah,
isn't it?
I just really love that sense of community that you have here.
Mm. Yes, no, we had a fantastic dinner last night. And Christmas and nobody fought. So it was great.
Footy was back, which only meant one thing for Jimmy and Nate.
Hot pies for everybody!
Yeah, the boys are back. Hey, we're the Pie Guys.
Hey, guys. Jimmy and Nate, thanks for letting us in, because the Pie Guys are here. We're taking over your radio.
Yeah, Pie Guys. Jimmy and Nate have had enough. They've done 2.5 hours.
Should we do voices? I realise we don't do voices for the Pie Guys. People might think that because we sound very similar to Jimmy and Nathan. Of course, we're not. We're the Pie Guys.
Yeah, we're James and Nathan, the Pie Guys.
Of course. I didn't know we had names. I thought we were just the Pie Guys.
Okay, we'd just be the Pie Guys.
Should have spoken about it. Grace also just wrote through, please no voices.
Hello, it's me. I'm a Pie Guy.
Hello.
We go out on grand final day. We try to hit as many parties as we can, and we bring you hot pies.
Hot pies.
Thanks to our friends at National Pies.
Yeah. Maybe you got a note in your letterbox saying, hey, next door's having a party. You're not invited. Just wanted to let you know. You know, some people do that as a courtesy.
Yeah. But if you're not invited and you get that, it's not fun, is it?
No, it's not. I hated it.
How about this? I lived in a place once, and I got a letterbox drop saying, hey, we're having a big party this weekend. Here's two tickets to the movies. If you'd like to maybe not be at home while it's on. And you
stop
can go,
it. Two tickets to the movies. You know, I would have gone around to every other letterbox, taken all the movie tickets.
Why did I think of that?
Taken all my friends.
Oh. With the return of the Pie Guys, Jimmy and Nate had to now locate the parties to go to. And as always, Hobart, you didn't fail to deliver. Especially when things got a bit awkward.
Hayley, you having a grand final party.
Yeah, I am at my fiance's house.
Why are you laughing? Does your fiance not know?
I'm very awkward. Sorry.
What do you keep laughing? You're very awkward, are you?
Yeah. Sorry. Let's start again. Yes, I'm having a party at my fiance's house. Well, he is. Not me, because it's not my house, but.
But in saying that, not all of you are awkward, Hobart. Some, well, we just don't know what you say.
Handy Andy from Signet. Hello, Handy Andy.
Hey, give us your pies. I want hot pies. I'm steak and onion. I'm curry. I'm everything.
Yeah.
Give us your pies.
Give us a pie.
Come on.
Why are you so angry?
What's wrong, Handy? Are you all right?
I'm having pie withdrawals.
Pie withdrawals.
Pie withdrawals. Now, I've been there.
Yeah, have you?
Steak and onion.
Yeah, steak and onion's your favourite, is it, Handy Andy?
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what are you up to this morning, big guy?
I'm sorting through the rubbish.
I didn't get that.
It had been a big year, and it was about to get bigger with Jimmy and Nate. For some reason, putting their hand up to do the world's toughest half marathon. So Jim opened up about how he was feeling in the lead up and how he'd been doing it pretty tough.
But the truth is, probably the last 2-3 weeks I haven't been. I've been in a really, really shitty space. I've been really low. Last weekend, I couldn't even sleep on Friday and Saturday. Not the best way to prep for a
point of pinnacle
for
running up a hill.
I texted you on Saturday. I was like, I don't want to. I was just crying. I was just sobbing like you wouldn't believe on Saturday. Couldn't eat anything. Again, not great prep for.
I wouldn't put it in the top five preparation for doing the world's toughest half marathon.
But with very little prep, some last minute advice, and some super tight Mobart Mobro singlets. The boys made it to the top of Koonani.
We did it, bud.
We did it, mate.
Thank you,
mate. We did it.
Yesterday, Nathan and I took on the Point of Pinnacle. As you're driving around Hobart this morning, you can see the mountain from wherever you are. Unless you,
it's actually way up north. It's cloud. I know you can't see it out your window. It's actually quite cloud covered at the moment.
You don't need to see it. You know what it looks like. Google it if you must. 21.1 k's, over 1,271 meters of elevation.
Friend of the show and Point of Pinnacle veteran Tommy Windsor was brought in to announce who won in the Jimmy versus Nate Mountain Off.
Head of the Mobart Mobros, it's only fair, I think, Tommy does this now and announces to Hobart who got to the top first.
All right, Tommy, I'm going to give a drum roll. All right, so here we go. The person who got to the top out of Jimmy or Nate first, Tommy Windsor, was...
me. Beat you both.
Tommy did beat us.
Tommy did beat us.
But I beat Jimmy by a bit more than I beat Nath. I only just beat Nath, so bloody great effort. Well done, boys.
Nath took that out.
Jim took time to tell Hobart where his head was at now, having completed the race, gotten help,
and spoken about his battles.
If you are struggling, and it is, I'm not saying you'll wake up one morning, as you just said, Nathan, you flick a switch and you
That's
go,
That's not how it works.
I'm changing everything. I'm getting a mental... No, it takes a long time. It will be hard. There will be dark moments. Sometimes it'll be one step forward, three steps back. But once you get through it all, honestly, I'm so happy. It boggles my mind how sad I was to be like, hey, look where I am now.
But then it was all about recovery. So in 2021... As if Jimmy and Nate hadn't had enough of being submerged in ice-cold water on the show, at least this time, in the studio's ice baths, they weren't nude, surprisingly.
To recover the day after, we've invited Tommy Windsor on the show to chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
Got some wheelie bins here with ice in. We got some ice baths.
Yeah, shout out to Veolia, Marty from Veolia. I called him over the weekend. I was like, Marty, we're going to need three big, brand-new wheelie bins. I haven't had any rubbish in them yet. He said, I've got you covered.
I think to do it properly, Jimmy, you probably need to get a bit lower, mate. You're only up to your upper thigh. You need to just get a bit lower.
Do it
you need
properly.
To get those hip flexors in. That's it.
And down he goes.
And there you have it, 2021. Jimmy and Nate's fourth year on the Hobart airwaves. They were nude, they were cold, they ate pies, they travelled around Tassie, and then they sat in ice-filled garbage bins for 3 hours. So, they were cold again.
Hey guys, well, this is all good. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go. Oh,
round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you... Our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!